Right now on VFN TV, Michael Snyder, a financial expert, is talking about a financial collapse that's coming. We're going to hear from Pat Robinson what he's saying is going to happen to the dollar with CBM. We're also going to be able to hear and talk about martial law. What does that mean? And how does NSA, all this data they're collecting, what does that mean in martial law? And China's new way of rating its citizens using social media right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really said it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. We're going to have to bow or we're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're so glad that you're joining us on the program today. Financial collapse. Michael Snyder on the Jim Baker Show, he's talking about financial collapse is coming. We're hearing this over and over again. But now today we're actually hearing these things come together in regards to, you know, we had this on a program before in regards to another particular man who saw this analytically and what was coming. But the difference with Michael Snyder is he's not only looking at the numbers, he's not only an economist in regards to how he looks at things, a financial advisor, but he actually is listening to the prophetic word as well. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
We must turn back to God. The great harvest time is near, is here, I believe. It's time to win souls to Christ. What makes you so certain that an economic collapse is coming? Could you just give me a couple little points as you
go
up there?
Sure, absolutely, Jim. And, you know, on my website, the Economic Collapse blog, I examine these things in excruciating detail in the natural. I've written more than 1 million words on this subject. And so it's something that I'm very passionate about. And that's why I have such a large secular audience, is because they come in, they want the information, they want the hard data, they want the statistics. But beyond that, beyond the hard data, beyond the statistics, you know, there's a lot of economic experts out there, so anyone can call themselves an economic expert. They're a dime a dozen, and, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of them, and to be honest, a lot of them are just guessing. A lot of things are just pulling things out of thin air. They're just saying what they think might happen. Well, what makes me different is because I'm listening to what God is saying through his prophets. America today, they don't want to hear the prophets. They, you know, just like ancient Israel, before the Assyrians came and took the northern kingdom away, he sent prophets to come and to warn what was going to happen, to warn that judgment was coming, to warn that the Assyrians were coming. He warned them to repent, but they didn't listen. And then Judah, it was the same way before Babylon came in. God sent prophets to Judah to warn them about what was coming, warn them that judgment was coming, but they mocked the prophets. They put them in prison. They threw Jeremiah down a well. They killed them. They did all kinds of terrible things. They didn't want to listen. But here we are today, believers in America. We've got the Bible. We can learn, you know, we can learn the lessons from the past. We can see what happened in the past when they didn't listen to the prophets. But most churches today, they don't want to hear the prophets. They've kicked them out. They don't want to listen to the warnings. They don't want to listen to Jim Baker. Well, God's raised up men and women all over the world. He's raised up prophets. He's raised up people that really do hear from God, that really do have a track record.
Amen.
And they're saying that an economic collapse is coming. So what they're saying that's coming from God lines up perfectly with what I write about in the natural. What I write about on my website every single day, there's a cohesion there. And it's not just two or three, because the scriptures say, let everything be established in the matter of two or three witnesses. Well, years ago, you know, I was raised in a church that didn't believe in any of this, didn't believe in the supernatural, didn't believe in speaking in tongues, didn't believe in healing, certainly didn't believe in people like you, Jim Baker.
Oh, no.
And so I stayed away growing up. I was like, oh, those people are dangerous. But as I started to get older, I started to look in the Bible. I was like, well, what I'm seeing in my church and mainstream denominational Christianity doesn't match up with what I see in the Word of God. And so I started looking in these things, and I said, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, these are real. And I started hearing about these men and women of God who were warning about what was coming to America. And I said, could this be true? Could there still be prophets today, just like we see in the Word of God? And so as an attorney, I was trained to be skeptical. I was trained to be logical. I was trained to where the evidence leads me. So I started examining it. I started looking at the evidence. I found it's real. I started finding it's really true. There are men and women of God that are hearing from heaven, and the things that they say, they actually do come to pass. And so as an attorney, I study these things. I do it in a systematic way. And so not only economic collapse is coming, but a whole bunch of other things are coming. And I talk about it in my video, actually. And so I come with both routes. I come with a solid base in the Word of God, studying Bible prophecy since I've been 5 years old. I come with the natural, the very, very best economic information on the website. Millions of secular readers, non-Christians, come to read my stuff every month because of my information is so good in the natural, the charts, the graphs, the statistics, the numbers. I prove my case. That's how I write. I prove my case as an attorney. But then also everything I write about lines up exactly what the prophetic voices are saying, Jim.
The difficult thing in regards to, you know, hearing a prophetic word of correction is its correction. And the religion causes us not to understand how loving our Father is, and that he says in Hebrews chapter 12, he talks about, you know, consider hardship as discipline, that God is treating you as a son, right? And so when he sends somebody to us, or you're hearing things broadcasted, through all the prophetic voices going on, and these things are kind of causing you to feel uncomfortable, they're challenging you where you are in your life, understand that's coming from a loving God. He's speaking to us through his prophets, saying, listen, I got good plans in store for you, but you're going to have to repent. We're going to have to turn around. And if we think of God as some taskmaster, we think of him as not a loving father, we think of him like this religious zealots sometimes that are in the world, we don't know how to receive correction. And today, I'm telling you, it's real difficult for people to receive correction. You have to be so careful how you talk to folks, because they haven't ever really received correction. But God loves us enough to tell us, listen, I don't want this disaster to come. And he was speaking through Jeremiah, and he was saying, listen, and that's why we're hearing these prophetic warnings. It's not like, hey, this thing is definite. It's definite if we don't repent. But the sad thing is, you're watching people not understand. We've got to listen to the prophetic words and respond to what God's saying. That's why we're saying, dear God, you know, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. With that comes prophetic warnings. And so the numbers, the economic numbers, in the logical sense, he's saying, lines up with the prophetic words of saying economic crisis is coming. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about this, but I want you to be prepared. And if you haven't yet signed up for The Torch, we have the newsletter that comes to you every single week with all this great information about making sense of the news. You know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. But come to your email once a week. Once a week. Just sign up. Go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner. You can sign up for the VFN Torch, and you can stay connected. With that, you get a free gift we want to give you. It's called Prudent Preparation. You need to prepare. It will come to you in your email. But if you're actually signing up for it by mail, you'll have the address at the end of the program to be able to do it. You call 844-40-VFN-TV. You need to be prepared. Prudent preparation is our gift to you for signing up for the Torch newsletter. Join us after the break, because we're going to be talking more about how to be prepared and what Pat Robinson's saying about the dollar is about to crash. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as just as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as mm-hmm. you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards
it's
to
very
what,
exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFNTV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I mean, you think about, you know, financial collapse. Ted Koppel just wrote a book.
Ted Koppel.
I think it's something like When the Lights Go Out. Hmm. He's talking about not if, but when we have a blackout, because
really?
We only have three grid systems. He said, this is he's speaking about his book on, PBS and it was just mentioned in Congress the other day. And it's like, not if, but when, because our grid systems are already have the viruses in them already. They're already in our systems already. They're just waiting for a button to be pushed, and it could be pushed in China, it could be pushed in Ukraine, it could be pushed in Brooklyn. It doesn't matter because it's so, you know, hidden out there. And these things are sitting in our electrical systems, and you have this one particular computer company that made the same system all over the world.
Wow.
And they went to one of the programs they have about, you know, the hackers go to, I guess you would say, and they're bragging about this company that made this particular device. It's the Middle East has the same particular program that runs their power grid. Cause you got to, it has to balance out between how much is being used and how much is being produced. So the computer constantly balances that out. Well, if you can hack that. And so he says, but our number, our password is totally unhackable.
Great.
Before the meeting was out, the guy gets up and says, this is their password. And they had to travel the whole world to all these different systems to be able to change it. And Ted Koppel was saying, you know, and he's the one that was started the nightline, I think, with the hostage situation when Iran, that's when it all started. And he says it's sitting there already. This embedded viral thing that would take down our power grids are in there already. And he starts talking about the scenarios and what happens. And hopefully we'll make a link of that available to you. But he talks about the tragedy that happens. And he starts talking about New Yorkers. And he said, he asked the governor, I believe it was, how much food do we have prepared for the state? Mm. And he said something like, 8 million MREs, meals ready to eat.
Yeah, one for each person.
Yeah, right. And he said, well, let's just imagine that all the upstate New York takes care of themselves because it's a totally different, it's a ball of different,
two different
it's
states,
farms
really.
And all that. And he says, but if you count the people in the city, that is three meals. That's it. All that is three meals. And he says, and if you're in the city, and this is what they do, they just don't, they just go down the street and pick up the stuff they want that night for their dinner, because it's all just kind of packed in there, just on top of each other. Or they go out and buy their meals or whatever. And the tragedy will happen during that, that everything just stops. And he lists everything. You have people stuck in elevators, what's going to happen in society, what's going to happen. Nothing's moving anywhere. All your devices, all your computers, all these things are down. And he's talking about Ted Koppel now. And we've talked about this, but now Ted Koppel, in his book that just came out, they're just now quoting in Congress or the Senate, is you're going to need to be prepared for 90 days.
Wow.
You need to be prepared for 90 days. Get, you need to sign up for the VFN Torch newsletter. If you already had that, you already known this, and we have a free gift called Prudent Preparation. It talks, there is, talks very specifically about, you know, it's a prophetic word about being prepared. Well, now couple that with a financial crisis that, you know, Michael Snyder's talking about here. And if you missed, you know, yesterday's program, you can see it at VFNTV.com. Click on programs on the menu. But, and you got Russia doing what they're doing in Syria with their submarines over our communication systems in
the
ocean.
Coast of Alaska.
And going, and China's bowing up towards Japan and the eastern seas. And it's like, and of course, we're so aggressive, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, these are real interesting days. The whole world, and World War One began because of Archduke Ferdinand. One man was shot in Bosnia, I believe it was. And that was a chain link of events. There's been so many events. It's already happening way bigger than that. There's been so many crises that's happened already. There's been just, and what people do is they look at the secular media and look into the eyes of the talking head, and they see if everything's okay. Mm. And you know what they tell you? Everything's fine. Everything's okay. And then they show you a few kitten videos at the end of that.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when Iraq was happening and we were going into Iraq, and you're watching the PR guy for Saddam Hussein, right? The place is being blown to pieces, and he's in some basement somewhere, you know, with a camera on him, and he's going, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Camera's shaking every few seconds, you know?
And it's amazing how much people, because America runs off confidence. And if people get fearful, they go run the banks, pull their money out. They just quit going doing things. And greedy people don't want you to know that things are bad. They want you to be, you know, they want to make as much from you as they can before.
Always.
And, but God's going, you need to prepare. You need to prepare. And I can't pick a specific date. Nobody can pick a specific date about crises. I really believe that if you're, they used to do this. This is what they used to do in the pirate ships. You know, they would have a plank that went out over the water. They would chum the water where, you know, you had all these sharks swimming around down there. And they would blindfold someone and they have them walk the plank, you know. And of course, you're safe as long as you stay on the plank. I'd probably go off all sideways. I wouldn't want to end up all sideways. But anyway, if you made it to the end of the plank, you're still okay to take that next step. I believe America left the plank a long time ago. We are surviving right now on the mercies and the grace of God.
Mm.
And he's loving, he's kind, he's got good plans in store for us, but it's contingent. No matter what anybody tells you, it's contingent on us crying out to him and saying, dear God, I've been sinful. It's been sin in my life. Lord, I haven't done what you said. I went my own way. And he says specifically in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 14, he says, your prophets saw misleading visions about you.
Mm.
I mean, think about that, the names of God Bible. He says, your prophets saw misleading visions about you. If you ask a man for a prophecy, he's going to give you one. Mm. But you need to ask God's people, a man or woman who is in the fear of the Lord, what they say over you. Because they'll give you a word. And so many people are looking for a word that makes them feel good. That's what they were doing here. He says, your prophets saw misleading visions, which means they saw something. They saw something over you.
Mm.
And they said, and it was misleading what they told you, they painted a good picture of you. If we're doing all this wrong stuff, and a lying prophet talks to us, or a lying preacher tells us that everything's okay, then they're painting a good picture of us. But at some point, you got to say, I want to know the truth. I mean,
I serve a loving God who'll forgive me, but if you don't let me know, I need to ask for forgiveness. Right. And then he says this, they didn't expose your guilt in order to make things better again. That's what God's wanting to do. He's wanting to make America better again. He's wanting to make us better again. He's wanting to revitalize his church with his spirit and his ways. If you hear these things, you're thinking, oh, you know, if you don't understand the things of God, and like 81% of the church, regular church attenders, according to George Barna, aren't even picking up their Bibles at all. So you might not know this. God loves you. He has expectations of you. And so we have to respond to his expectations. But understand this. When we do that, he responds to us. We find out what he's saying about us. Not a fake vision, not a misleading vision, not a good picture of us. I want an honest picture. I want an honest picture. And if you abide with the Lord, you get an honest picture every day.
Yes, you do.
And I encourage you to begin to abide with him. And he says, apart from abiding in him, you could do nothing. This is not a religious thing I'm talking about. And we share, you know, most people want to abide, but they just need a plan to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a free plan waiting for you. You can request it at iabide.org. Request that plan and begin to explore. What does it mean to abide with God? You know what? You don't have to wait 90 days, 6 years to find out you're in the wrong or in the right, either way.
Sure.
But every morning, God can go, you know, you need to go back and apologize for that. And you can repent. And God's cool with that. He's cool with you saying, he's saying, this is sin, God. I'm sorry for it. Forgive me. Men may not forgive you, but God just did when you asked him. More we get back from the break. You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999. And it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end. But as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, which you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning, Are You Ready? It's offer 1999.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today, and also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you, and it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, But the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
It's very.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know her. She's a supermom, and you just can't measure up. I'm John Fuller, and Jill Savage has some thoughts on today's Focus on the Family Minute about the perils of comparison.
We compare our messy insides, the challenges that we face, the mistakes that we make, the less than ideal marriage that we have, the insecurities that we experience, and we look at other moms, and we compare our messy sides to their cleaned up outsides. Now, we don't know really what's going on their insides, but very quickly we size them up and we make a determination that we're either better off than they are or we're less than they are.
We all compare ourselves to others, but that's just not wise. Concentrate instead on being the best mom you can be. Now, you'll find encouragement to do just that every day at FocusOnTheFamily.com/parenting.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded with inside of me. I go, whoa. I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing? The one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life. I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Michael Snyder continued to talk on Jim Baker's program talking about being ready.
Yes, but Pat Robertson also talked about
the economy.
Yes,
didn't he?
He did. It's so important because Pat, you know, just tells it the way it is.
Yes, he does.
Good. I think we have actually Pat sharing that.
Yeah, but this is kind of set the scene. So in case you're just joining us, that, you know, what Michael Snyder's talking about as an economic advisor, but also, you know, prophetically lining up and what we said, we saw the same thing, and it bears witness with us that financial crisis is coming. And in addition to what Ted Koppel's saying in regards to, I mean,
the
it's just like
grid.
Every area, it's like
it's
all of a sudden.
It's the perfect storm.
But if you read the word of God, God allows this. God says this from every angle, you know, all the way to the point where a leader named Zedekiah, the enemy came in from every angle, got him, the king Zedekiah, had all the leaders killed. And even took Zedekiah's sons, killed his sons in front of him, then took hot coal and burned out King Zedekiah's eyes, chained him up and put him to die. He lived out 17 years in jail. Why did that happen? This is a king of Israel. It happened because what we're talking about, he was just constantly going turn, come back. Where you're going is wrong. Mm. Where you're going is wrong. And they're like, whatever. They had Jeremiah arrested and all this kind of stuff. And this is exactly what's happening today.
Wow.
They could not believe that their future was the death of their sons, the death of their leaders, and eyes being burned out and chained. They just could not believe that that would happen.
Wow.
But it did happen. You can read about it in Jeremiah. So Pat Robinson, CBN, he's sitting here saying, what is the future of the dollar? Well, listen to what he says about the future.
When we lose our status as the reserve currency of the world, when the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, then, ladies and gentlemen, your standard of living and mine are going to be cut drastically. And the United States will be unable to afford many of the goods that it now gets so lavishly because it can print all the money it wants. It won't be able to print it any longer because people won't take our dollars. That's what's coming down the road.
What's coming down the road? I mean, he's lining it with exactly what Michael Snyder's saying, what we're seeing. I mean, yeah. God's showing me the paper money just being burned up on the face of the earth. You're hearing what Rick Joyner is saying with Morningstar Ministries. I mean, so many words are coming in. The financial crisis the Lord showed you about,
minutes.
You know, 6 minutes, suddenly life as you know it was going to be changed. And it's all going to be suddenly, but it's really not suddenly. It's only suddenly the people who have not been listening and chose not to prepare and all that. But let's hear that one more time, what Pat Robinson said, because it's so much rapidly coming at us. He says, this is how it will be. Watch.
When we lose our status as the reserve currency of the world, when the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, then, ladies and gentlemen, your standard of living and mine are going to be cut drastically. And the United States will be unable to afford many of the goods that it now gets so lavishly because it can print all the money it wants. It won't be able to print it any longer because people won't take our dollars. That's what's coming down the road.
That's what's coming down the road. Now let's go back to Michael Snyder and see what he has to say about this specific thing. Let's watch.
How can we prepare economically and all? This is what, you know, churches, ministries, individuals, you know, how are they going to pay their bills with the economy crashing and all these things?
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I'm encouraging people to have an emergency fund so people can still pay their bills. People need to have at least 6 months of cash on hand. So if you lose your job or you lose your mortgage or if you're a church and your donations start to go down, you can still pay the bills. You can survive. You can get through the initial phases of the tough time that are coming. People need food. That's one of the reasons I appreciate this ministry so much. They're encouraging people to get food, to get water, to get supplies. We need to be physically prepared. We need to be emotionally and mentally prepared as well. The persecution of Christians is coming. We've not really talked about it today, but it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse in this country. And in the times that are coming and beyond that, we're going to have to already make the decision that we're willing to die for what we believe. That's already got to be settled. We've already got to be at the cape. And spiritually, we need to be seeking God like never before. We need to be running after Him. The scriptures say, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And right now, God is raising up a remnant all over the world. And there's no organization in charge of it. There's no individual in charge of it. There's no denomination in charge of it. In fact, the mainstream denominational church is in danger of being completely left behind because they're dead. They're asleep, almost all of them.
Wow. Wow.
But there's little groups meeting in homes all over the nation. There's little people off in a corner. I've been meeting so many of them lately. I've been hearing from so many on email. And they're saying, we want to be part of what God's moving. We want to be part of the remnant. And so don't look ahead with fear because we're not preaching a message of fear. There's hope in understanding what's happening. There's hope in getting prepared. And we're going to write the end of the book of Acts. We're going to write the end of this story. And I believe it's going to be the greatest ending.
Yes.
We're going to top the book of Acts. And I tell you, we're going to see the greatest move of God the world has ever seen. That's what all these men and women of God, the number one thing they're prophesying, the number one thing that God has shown them is that the greatest move of God the world has ever seen is coming. So it's going to be a different time to be alive. It's going to be a very challenging time to be alive, but it's going to be incredibly powerful. God is going to use ordinary people, people like me and people like you, people all over this country. You know, it's not going to be about the Christian superstars. It's not going to be about putting people up on a pedestal. In the move of God that's coming, the one that's going to be put up on a pedestal is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This is so exciting. Yes. Because if you missed our last program about the Vine seminars, if you need to find out what he's talking about, what the Lord is saying to the church. He says, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. If you hear what he says and does what he says each season of your life, no matter what happens in the world, God's going to take care of
you. That's right.
It's the thing is, you just can't, you know, this is pretty prominent in America right now where somebody just kind of made up the whole thing. And this is kind of traditionally what we do. And it's, you know, men's philosophies. This is what Paul said to the church of the Colossian people. He said, don't let the philosophies of men and the traditions of men hold you captive, which means you could be stuck on, you know, stuck on philosophies of men. I don't know what that word is, stuck on stupid, right? Somebody could be telling you something that's ignorant. That's not what God is saying. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he will say, get thee up and go here and do this and do that. And the ones that survive are the ones that hear him. Mm. And we have to hear what's being said. And so the Vine Seminar is coming up. It's a very intimate group that's going to be coming through. It's a select amount of people that we're going to expose to what God has made known to us. That's why we're here, is to help you transition into where we're going. And believe me,
we're going somewhere.
We're going somewhere. This whole thing is shifting. And then wouldn't it be good to know now where you're going instead of having to learn? And it's going to be hard and chaos.
It's the difference between smooth transition and rough transition. Trust me, you want to go smoothly.
Right. It's difficult to have. And you can learn. God has a wisdom for that. So persecution, this is what Billy Graham is saying. We just talked about it recently. Persecution, he's saying in an article, he says, U.S. church should brace for persecution.
Mm.
Now, with that's going to come, which I believe exactly what Michael Snyder is saying, the greatest harvest the church has ever seen. If you think about it in a traditional sense, in the philosophies of American church right now, you would think, how are we going to have so many buildings, and how can we get so many choir robes, and where are the pews going to come from, and where are the chairs going to come from, and how many guitar players can we get, you know, type thing, and like, how are we going to find worship leaders, and this and that and the other, versus saying, wait a minute. Maybe these are just ideas. These are, you know, I think it was in Revolution, George Barna's book, that said like 81 or 82% of regular church attenders who go at least once every 2 weeks, when worship happens inside, when that worship leader that you had to have happens inside, 80, 81, 82% of them, John, they say that worship is about them.
Wow.
It's not about him.
What they can get out of it.
Which means this, it'd be better not to have that.
Yeah.
If you're worshiping yourself, it'd be better not to have that. You think about this. It's just strange to me. And I love worship.
Come on.
But I'm thinking this. I'm thinking, where was Jesus' musician at?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I like music. It's a gift that's laid down before God. It's his gift, whether it's teaching, preaching, playing music, gathering, administrating, whatever it is. But when that gift's given to God, it's a beautiful thing.
Sure.
But if 81, 82% of the people think that you're playing for them and they're demanding that from you and you're giving them the show, God has nothing to do with that.
Mm.
You can get all excited over Stairway to Heaven, but it ain't a Stairway to Heaven. You know what I mean? Yeah, people are moved with things because we're just musical. But remember Lucifer, he was the musician in heaven and he led a third of the angels in the presence of God out of heaven. They got cast out with him. So music's a very powerful thing. So you got to be really careful about what you preach, what you teach, how you use your gift of administration, how worship is done. And it's better to play an anointed bad song than it is an unanointed
good song
that leads people to go and praising you instead of praising God or just saying something good for them. When we come back, we want to hear this words from Billy Graham talking about the U.S. should prepare, embrace itself for persecution. The church, we have to brace ourselves with the knowledge and the wisdom of God, how to be the church. More when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As mm-hmm. you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards to
very
what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your
That's
gift,
right.
a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, you think about persecution is, you were listening to Jim Baker's audience, and they're saying, yeah, the traditional church is going to be left behind. They're clapping.
They're clapping.
That's not a good thing. You want everybody to hear
to
what God's saying
yeah.
and come. And you always assume it's the other person. And his verse
not
is
me.
Like, God is for every human being, by the way, just so you know that. If you have not went to VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and listened to Who Does God Love, you need to hear that because it'll just like broaden your, you know, you may have been pushed into a box, a religious box, and you're thinking, you know, people only love, God only loves people like me. And it's not true. I mean, God died for all of us, mm-hmm. and he wants us to tell them. But persecution's coming, and so, I mean, when you look at what happened at John Hagee's church when he was gathering for Israel, and they had maybe, what, 20 or so?
At least. Individuals.
Implants yeah. inside the people. Gathering in that way made them very vulnerable.
Sure.
And they could have had explosives on them. They could have had guns on them. And people say that wouldn't happen. It's happening
right
now.
Yeah.
It's happening as we speak. It's happening around the world. And, but listen, this is what Billy Graham says. He says the U.S. church, that would be us, should brace ourselves for persecution. Let's take a look. CBN.
World-renowned evangelist Billy Graham is warning America's church to prepare for persecution. In an article in Decision Magazine, Graham says it's unusual that Christians in America have not suffered for their faith, especially since Jesus promised his disciples that they would face hardships for following him. Graham says we should be all ready for the day persecution comes. Chief International Correspondent Gary Lane has reported on the persecuted church for decades. He joins me now for more. Gary, is it unusual that the U.S. church has not faced persecution?
I think it is a bit unusual, George, when you think about it. If you look at history,
Christians have been persecuted throughout history. Now, these things come and go in waves where it becomes worse than at other times. And if you look at the Middle East right now, that's probably one of the worst times for Christians.
Do you see signs that it could be coming?
Here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, certainly, yes. I think so. I think we're seeing that already with a Kentucky clerk thrown in jail for standing firm in her belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's just one example. But there's got to be a distinction here between discrimination and persecution. Persecution would be imprisonment. It would also mean someone who's been beaten up or even killed for their faith.
Yeah,
that has not come to
America. That hasn't happened yet. Do you agree with Graham when he says that all Christians should expect to face opposition for their faith?
Well, certainly, because we are promised that by Jesus. He told us in John 15:18 that the world will hate us because it hated him first, and we are not of the world. So the world will hate us because we belong to him. So it's something he said we can expect. He promised us that. And we have been blessed because we haven't really experienced that yet in America, but it probably is coming.
You have for a number of decades reported for CBN News from around the world.
Yes.
You have focused. I know your heart is to give voice to the voiceless, especially those who suffer for their faith. What is the key to persevering under trial, as you've met some of these folks?
Well, one thing that stands out in my mind is when I was in Iraq about 2 months after Saddam Hussein fell and the U.S. had liberated Iraq, I met some Christian evangelists there who had been persecuted under Saddam Hussein. They were jailed under him. And I said, what will happen if you end up with an Islamic Republic? They said, well, government doesn't matter to us. We'll just keep on evangelizing. If we're sent to prison, we'll lead people in prison to Christ. If we're not, we're free to do what we're doing. And if we're killed, then we go home to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I think what it is, the lesson from that is, it's an eternal perspective. Mm-hmm. Seeing what God has for you and that you're always in his will, mm-hmm. you're always protected by him when you're a believer.
How do you, to those who are watching our broadcast, watching this segment, how do you tell people to prepare for persecution? How should they prepare for persecution? Well, is that something you prepare for?
No, I have found that people I've met around the world, the Christians that have been in prison or beaten and have suffered for their faith, they've never really prepared for it.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's unexpected. Now, I did meet a pastor in China once who kept a suitcase packed by his door because he had been arrested over 40 times. Mm. He always expected that knock on the door. But I don't really think it's something you can prepare for. But if you think eternally, have an eternal perspective, what does Christ have for us? What does he expect of me? As long as I'm obedient and in his will, everything's going to work out all right.
And it's interesting, like yourself, I've met believers around the world who say, don't pray that this persecution would leave us. Pray that God would strengthen our spiritual spine so that we can continue to proclaim Christ.
Give us stronger backs to carry our crosses.
Yeah. Okay, terrific. Gary Lane, as always, sir, thank you for your insights.
So you're looking at, when they're talking, they just must have slipped. This happens quite often. Mm-hmm. People are being killed for their faith in America. 10 Christians were asked to stand up in Oregon in the university.
Yeah.
And they got shot because they were Christians. I mean, it is happening. It's not, you know, it's happening. It's happening. You're looking at our own leadership fuel the pour gas of the fire of persecution in the world mm-hmm. and in America. You're looking at the Emmanuel Church in South Carolina, where you had people gathered for a Bible study, and this one man comes in there, sits with them for about an hour, I believe it was, mm-hmm. then gets up and begins to kill Christians. When you kill Christians, you're persecuting the church. You're killing Christians. That's a church. It's not a building. So the church is being persecuted.
Wow.
This is major. It's being persecuted, and there's gas being poured onto this thing. And like I said earlier, and I said in a previous program, you need to sign up for this Vine seminar. You need to begin to find out how to be the church. You got going to the church down.
Yeah.
And other people are doing things that you don't know how what's done. You need to learn how to be the church. It's not as complicated as religion has made it out to be, but it is necessary for us as a people, as a follower of Christ, to be able to function in the context of that. You need to go to vineseminar.org. It's a very small, intimate event that we have to be able to encourage. You have to sign up for the next one if you missed this one. But you can do that by going to vineseminars.org.
This can be a wonderful opportunity for you to ask questions, to get personal one-on-one time, and to really, you know, dive into everything that's going to be shared. That's why it's a select group. It's a limited amount.
Yeah.
You heard if we're looking for a few good men. We're looking for a few good people that really want to know what it's like to be the church.
Who love Jesus.
Yeah.
Wants to love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And what's so important about this is, you know, understanding the wisdom beforehand, before this thing happens. And it's the greatest. It's not like, oh, we got to default to a lower setting how to be the church. It's actually the greatest thing. I mean, it's religion's turned a relationship with God into something that, according to what we're seeing with the Guardian on today's article, was that even though they have these 16,000 churches in Europe, they're having like 20 folks show up at it. Why? Because they don't want to go to that. They want relationship. People want relationships so bad that they're willing to go to a local Starbucks and start feeling, what does it feel like to be close to somebody and have a conversation with somebody? Sure. We can do that in the church. It's very simple. You can sign up for the Vine Seminar at vineseminar.org. We can find out more details. I want to pray for you. I want to pray. Persecution is coming, but like he's saying here, Graham is saying that, you know, it's going to be the greatest days for the church. God, give us grace to go through this thing. Give us strength to go through it. I want to pray for you now. Father God, we thank you for your warning. We thank you, Lord, for letting us know ahead of time. We thank you, Lord, for Michael Snyder, Father God, and putting this word out. We thank you for Billy Graham. We thank you for all those that stood up, Lord, and gave this warning, God. Lord, I pray right now for each and every one that's listening, those that are watching, Father, watching, God, that you would begin to stir their heart and give them confidence, God, that they can step out and begin to follow you and begin to be the church and be the go-y church instead of the come-y church, that the church would begin to grow like a vine again, that you would be over your church once again. Father God, we just ask for that to come, that knowledge to come. And God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, and thanks for watching.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We have a great way for your VFN Radio listeners to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.